Did you really think I would let you lay down in the mud and die? Certainly not on my watch. I think we can both agree the best course of action is for me to patch you up here. Do I even ask what went wrong, or will I keep my speculation to myself? I always did tell you to pay attention now, and yet here we are. However, I have to admit, it's nice to see a friendly face after all this time. You don't have to worry anymore. The rescue party is here, but you're my number one priority right now. Gotta sanitize my hands first. Out of gloves. Typical me. Let me do a general look over you first, alright? Let me check your head. Can you tell me what's sore right now? Yeah, with all due respect, you look like shit. Let me roll up your trousers so I can see if anything's on your legs. Are you fighting exhaustion? Well, if you're telling me nothing is actively bleeding, then I guess first things first is I have to clean you up. Let's avoid as much infection as possible. My kit should have a lot of antiseptic wipes. Let me grab them out. Hey, you good? You're looking at me awfully dazed. Do I need to run through the shock list with you? How about for old time's sake, we do just that as I wipe you down. Can you tell me your name, sir? Perfect. Can you tell me why you're here? How did you get into this mess? What events led up to it? Do you remember me coming to you? What am I doing to you now? Do you know what happens once I finish patching you up? That's right. Good job. We returned back to base. I got worried for you there. When comms went down, the Soviets are good, huh? Just goes to show, even when you're the best of the best, something unpredictable can happen. It's not your fault. The main objective now is to get as many men rescued and ready for the next fight. It's just like you told me, it never truly ends. There's a lot of dirt coming off you and do you want the bad news already? You've got wounds, and they're leaking. You really think I wouldn't notice, huh? Now, I'm gonna ask you another question. Do I need to clean these out? Do you have any bullet fragments I need to know about? Your arm? Let's see. Oh, Jesus. It's dried out. There's no exit wound. I can take it out now for you, or we can go get you patched up somewhere else. Take your pick. I thought as much. Well, aren't you in luck? I've got 2 morphine injections. I'll do 2 injection sites, and you should be fine to tolerate what follows. Do you know what type of bullet hit you? If I take a guess from the shot, it looks like your standard pistol. Listen closely now. I want you to take a deep breath in, and when I say out, you're going to keep pushing air out of your lungs, okay? Deep breath, and 3, 2, 1, out. Second time, I'm not hesitating. Breathe in. 3, 2, 1, out. And done. Well, the relief on your face is pretty transparent. It's fast acting, so I can get the tweezers out. When I dig inside, you're gonna start bleeding again, but I'll stitch you up in no time. Can you feel if I touch you like this? Nope. Good. Then I think we're ready to begin. The good news is, from the little wound, there is no damage to your ligaments and tendons. You, sir, shall make a full recovery, provided you don't decide to develop a nasty case of septicemia. Guess your bone grazed it and caused it to explode. Yeah, that makes no sense. Can you recall how it happened? Was it an off angle from really far away? I think I can get it all. Gonna have to use a torch to see inside. Just steady your breathing and stay relaxed. I got you now. There's, 3 more ones to get. I'll leave the trickiest one last. It's been a while since I've had to practice any medical training, so what a better opportunity than you. You're still numb, right? If it starts to get sore again, you'll have to tell me, because that means your adrenaline is going crazy. There's minimal bleeding, so I'm actually quite happy with that. Just this very last piece. I got it. Now's your chance to confess you've been hit by another bullet, or forever hold your peace. Good. I'll quickly clean off the wound. This really won't take much, and I'll go straight to stitching it up. Stings or okay? Let me get this part over with, because I don't want to stall on the stitching side of things. Almost done. Okay, I'm satisfied with that. I'm sure I have a needle around here somewhere. It's just threading it through so I can get you started. As for your estimate heal time for a wound this size and deep, I'm gonna say a solid month to get the insides to figure themselves out. Then you can consider, and I mean consider, another ops 1 month after that. You lost a lot of muscle mass, so your body is gonna be in shock trying to figure out what's wrong for a while, and I swear, Sir, if I see you in the gym trying to gain any of it back, I will personally deal with you myself. I may be a lower rank than you, but I am assured I make myself very clear. Okay. Ready for stitching? I'll start now. How's that? Still numb? It's been so long since I practiced on an orange. Yes, it's... I've never been in the position of having to patch someone up before. I'm a commander, that's my main field. I just happen to be trained in being a response medic, so for that, you're welcome. Honestly, I would use gloves, but they were the bane of my existence when I did my practicals. I would be so nervous to be assessed because they're unbelievably frustrating to maneuver in. Nor am I being dramatic when I say that. If anything, it's a protective barrier for me, not you. I only need to worry if you've been having too many victory parties late at night with the female cadets. As for you keeping up the care, I'll apply a bandage over you afterwards. Your job is to not get it wet for 48 hours, and after that you can do as you please. Just promise you will treat it like an injury, and not just try and shrug it off. Am I adding this to your medical records, or are we pretending this didn't happen? I don't mind keeping a dirty secret if you don't. I'm not interested in those kinds of affairs. I'd rather have the upper hand in other ways. You're glad I showed up. Don't tell me that's delusion setting in. I'll get you out for evac soon. I suppose you'd miss the debriefing. I can always fill you in on the report later. I'd rather not risk our nation's best again. We can learn about from what happened today. Let me focus because my hands aren't as steady. I'm worried. I guess, or else this wouldn't be happening. It never happens to me. It's a bit nerve-wracking doing this, if I'm honest. I'll shut up and focus. Well, next is applying healing gel. I'm gonna add it over your cuts, grazes, and wounds. I don't want to hear nothing about it, okay? It's gonna sting, so I'm warning you now. Then after I put your bandage on, we can get out of here. Ready? It's cold. No whining, or I'll give you something to whine about. Your head got scratched up a lot at the top. And the sides as well, just about everywhere. They'll only take a week tops to disappear if you remember to eat your protein and get sunlight. If you don't get sunlight, it's not gonna heal up. Doc's orders. You're not saying much to me. Do I need to be worried? No, my voice is soothing. I figured you needed some major shut-eye. You can doze off if you like. I'm just gonna be mumbling away to myself. Never did resolve that habit of mine. It came from my pops. He mumbled away to himself at his desk all day long. Could never figure out why he did, but I guess it's because he had work on his mind, constantly strategizing, picking the best option, doing what's right. I can see your eyes glazing over. Don't worry, I'll nod you awake when I put the bandage on. Almost finished up with the gel. Practically used the whole packet on ya. Suppose the cooling effect can't be too bad. Let me wipe my hands down. Bandage is all ready to go. Just kinda get it out this pack. Adhesive too. They're just thinking ahead for us all. 3, 2, 1, and bandage is over the impact site. Applying pressure to get it stuck down well, and done. That's it, sir. Let's go home.